Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering why. When everything goes wrong.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Brad Huskin is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the top sales training expert in the galaxy. He's been doing this a long time. He's been training a lot of different generations over the years, especially, Brad, your work has heavily been out on Main Street, hasn't it, with the face-to-face folks, the retail people?
Absolutely, yes. Main Street USA, dealing with the retail dinosaurs.
I call that operating the worm. I call that operating the worm cam out in on Main Street. So,
yes,
so what about the generations? As you train people, I know there are people in the audience who are struggling. Maybe they're older guys like me, who are struggling to be able to communicate the way that they'd like to. Maybe they're a little frustrated in terms of, there's no question that the expectations of the younger generations are quite a bit different from what our expectations were when we were in our 20s. What do you think?
Yeah, I believe that to be true, but I also believe that they're a smart group of individuals, and what they're looking for are quality of life. And I think that, you know, sometimes we overlooked that when we were young, and we thought we had to work. But I think if you can bring somebody into your organization and offer them a job where they can be and feel successful, that's what everybody wants. And if they will get rewarded for productivity, I mean, I still think that's what everybody wants. But they also want to have the time to where they can have the quality of life and have time with their friends and the family and those kinds of things. So we got to be a little bit focused in that area as well.
So you and I are of the generation that we live to work. We kind of
Absolutely.
Always have. The newer generations, they actually say to me, we work to live, which is what you were just saying about the quality of life thing. So how does that impact training them?
Well, I think that as far as training is concerned, that you've got to offer them the training to be successful. And they want it, I don't know if faster, easier, smarter is a better way to say it, but they want it more condensed to where it doesn't take quite as long. And you can't sit anybody in a room for 2 weeks anymore and say, here, watch these videos, and do this test, and let's read this book and those kinds of things. It's got to be more hands-on.
They're a little more impatient about getting to the next step than we were. I think we were a little more compliant, don't you think? As big a knuckleheads as the baby boomer generation was, I think we're more compliant with regard to accepting the company line, and these young people, they're a little more indignant about stuff like that. I mean, they're pushing back on authority on these things, aren't they?
Yeah, they're questioning everything, and rightfully so, because there are a lot of things out there in the world that should be questioned. But you know, it's still a basic human tendency to want to be and feel successful. And what's going to help them be and feel successful? And that's the knowledge and the training to do their jobs correctly. So they want the training. They just don't want it to drag on, and they want to get out there and actually do it. You know, a lot of them want to learn through experience as well, and that's fine by me.
Well, the two things we have to do, it seems to me, Brad, and I know this is a frustrating transition for a lot of older business owners, but the one thing that I think we have to do is try to adjust our methods so that it helps them learn more without throwing out the fundamentals. I mean, just because something is older and it might seem a little dusty, if it's fundamental, you can't do without it. You have to have it, even if you have to put up with the fact that it seems older than what you're interested in dealing with. And that's, I think that's the test, isn't it? How do we train the young people in the way that they want to learn, but also not allow them to decide what fundamentals they're going to take in? What do you think? I'm worried about this part of it.
Well, and I tell people that there are five criteria for change or five criteria for training, and that is, number one, you got to make it a policy. And I think people have to know that this is the way that we do things in this organization. If you're going to be part of this organization, you're going to adhere to this. And a policy is something that I feel so strongly about that I'd be willing to write people up and eventually terminate for not adhering to it. And then we have to train them on how to adhere to the policy. And most importantly, we have to give them the justification behind why we're asking them to do this policy. Because without the justification, they feel it's just, you know, do it because I said so.
Mm-hmm.
Do it because I said so kind of training doesn't work with anybody anymore.
That's not going to work with them. No, I agree with that. That's one thing. They don't, as I said, they're not very compliant in that way. They've got a Correct. Big pushback on that one. Hey, Brad, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. In the meantime, though, I want you to give us your website and tell us about how we can get your weekly blast.
It's www.iastraining.com. You can sign up for the newsletter Sales Insight right there. And we've got a couple of new things coming. So.
All right. And, folks, if you're a retailer and you need somebody to help you train your salespeople, Brad's the guy. Give him a call. Check him out. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.